KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In high school boys basketball play last night, game heard here on KJAN from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan outlasting Atlantic 62-58 in double overtime. That game was an uphill battle all night for Atlantic, who found themselves down 9-2 early. They were down as many as 11 at 29-18 early in the third quarter before they battled back. Back-to-back three-pointers by Garrett Franken and Nick Podaisky. When Atlantic trailed 47-41 late, tied the game and sent it into overtime, Atlantic looked like they were done in the OT when Joe Walker buried a long three-pointer at the buzzer to send it into a second OT. But it was just too much Harlan as they jumped out again to a lead in the second overtime and pulled away to the victory. 21 points for Kyle Jewell to lead the way for the Cyclones. Caleb Rasmussen had 15 points, a lot of those coming on drives to the basket last night. Atlantic coach Alan Jenkins said it just seemed like his team was playing from behind all night.
I mean, we want to hit some shots early against the zone to try to spread them out, and we didn't in the first half. We did not hit good looks when we had them, and that kept their zone sunk in, and you know, they continue to sink it in, and they continue to beg us to take threes. We started to hit some to get back in the game, but Ryan Hawkins needs more touches in the post. We did not get that tonight. Credit their zone. It's really packed in. They don't like to take the bottom of their zone and go out and cover the corners. They like the top of their zone to cover everything, and, you know, they did a good enough job with that tonight, and you know, it was a wild game. You know, I'll give our guys credit. I thought they played real hard. You know, they had a couple really good comebacks when things didn't look well. And you know, we got to learn from it. It only hurts if we don't learn from it.
Ryan Hawkins led Atlantic with 16 points, while Joe Walker and Nick Podaisky each chipped in with 14 to help lead the Trojan effort. Elsewhere in the Hawkeye 10 boys last night, Denison beat Shenandoah 57-42, Red Oak over Thomas Jefferson 65-51, St. Albert beat Kemper Catholic 57-55, Glenwood topping Clarinda 62-42. In boys Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW beat Riverside 85-63, Griswold beating Audubon 60-54, Trainer topping Logan Magnolia 78-46. Underwood beat Missouri Valley 51-48. IKM Manning over Tri-Center 65-49. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Arweva over Coon Rapids Bayard 62-34. Bowyer Valley beating Woodbine 81-52. Exira EHK topping West Harrison 68-63. Glenn Ralston beat Charter Oak Ute 57-44. In boys corner conference play, Clarinda Academy over Heartland Christian 74-54. East Mills beat Nishnabotna 53-34. Essex over Sydney 63-40. Fremont Mills beat South Page 58-34. Elsewhere in boys hoops, Bedford beat Lennox 46-38, Carroll over Ballard 64-45, Abe Lincoln beat Sioux City East 61-54, Mount Air topping Southwest Valley 69-47, Nottoway Valley beat East Union 69-33, Orient Maxburg over Lamoni 40-34, Panorama topping Ogden 54-41, Van Meter beat Guthrie Center 72-45. In girls' high school hoops last night from the Hawkeye 10, it was Harlan over Atlantic 67-24. Glenwood beating Clarinda 62-50. Kemper Catholic over St. Albert 55-38. Lewis Central beat Creston 34-25. Shenandoah over Denison 47-24. In girls' Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW, a winner over Riverside 50-32. Audubon beat Griswold 64-47. IKM Manning topping Tri-Center 63-39. Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 52-39. It was Missouri Valley over Underwood 68-46. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Coon Rapids Bayard over Arweva 50-44. Exira EHK beat West Harrison 85-18. Glidden Ralston over Charter Oak Ute 38-15. Woodbine beat Bowyer Valley 67-50. Girls Corner Conference play saw Fremont Mills beat South Page 68-22. Heartland Christian over Clarinda Academy 36-24. Nishnabotna beat East Mills 39-33. Essex over Sydney 36-22. Also in girls' hoops, Ballard beating Carroll 69-23, Bedford over Lennox 71-43, Des Moines Christian beat West Central Valley 69-34, Lamoni over Orient Maxburg 48-40, Nottoway Valley topping East Union 59-18, Panorama wins over Ogden 71-40, Sioux City East beat Abe Lincoln 62-24, Van Meter over Guthrie Center 58-27. In men's college hoops, blocked shots in the waning seconds by Dustin Hoge and George Niang preserved a 65-63 win as 17th-ranked Iowa State edged Oklahoma State in its Big 12 opener in Ames. The Cyclones led by 11 in the second half before the Cowboys rallied. Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg says it was a big win to start the league race. Hoag led ISU with 17 points, while Niang and Matt Thomas had 10 each as the Cyclones improved to 11-2. Elsewhere in the top 25, number one Kentucky survives an overtime scare over Mississippi, 89-86. Eighth-rated Villanova beat number 24 St. John's, 90-72. Number 22 Ohio State in overtime over Minnesota, 74-72. 23rd-ranked Arkansas beat Georgia, 79-75. And in high school wrestling last night, it was Clarinda over Southwest Valley, 72-6. Clarinda beat Red Oak, 57-17. Clarinda over St. Albert, 63-18. Red Oak beat Southwest Valley, 36-18. Red Oak over St. Albert, 36-30. St. Albert beat Southwest Valley, 42-38. It was Creston over Lewis Central, 40-19. Creston beating Kemper Catholic, 75-0. Lewis Central downing Kemper Catholic, 66-9. Logan Magnolia beat Southwest Iowa, 66-16. Logan Magnolia, a winner over Otobolt Arthur BCIG, 70-11. OA BCIG beat Southwest Iowa, 48-22. Also, Missouri Valley beat Bishop Heelan Catholic, 48-30 on the mat. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.